James Brosnahan is John Walker Lynn's attorney. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why did you make the deal?
Well, we didn't really make it in its final form until very late on Sunday night. The papers were signed at about 1:30 in the Alexandria jail, but we had been working on it intensely since late Friday evening all the way through the weekend.
But why did you make the deal?
We made the deal when the government made it clear that they would drop all the terrorism charges against John. They would drop the conspiracy to kill Americans. They would drop those things that had made the largest sound in the immediate declaration of the indictment when the Attorney General first spoke. They had played up John as a terrorist. John is not a terrorist. This plea makes that quite clear.
When this case began, was this realistically your goal, the best you could hope for?
I practiced a long time. I had only one goal, and that was to try to give John a future. He's a very positive young man. I like him a lot. I know America's not quite ready for that appraisal, but it's true. He's a good fellow.
Well, then what was he doing with the Taliban?
He had gone up to fight the Northern Alliance, a renegade group of former Russian communists, warlord characters who grow opium. And that's what he did.
Well, the Taliban made no secret of its hostility towards the United States.
The Taliban, as distinguished from Al-Qaeda, John has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, really had the Afghanis have no hostility particularly towards the United States. It's Osama bin Laden and his bunch that has the hostility. So the Taliban was just trying to finish off a civil war, and John, for religious reasons, was in that when 9/11 occurred, and he couldn't get out. He was afraid he'd be killed, and it was a very legitimate concern.
When did he hear about that, and what was his reaction?
His reaction was to be very, very upset by it. It's suicide is against the Quran, attacking civilians is against the Quran. And this, at 21 years of age, John's Islamic beliefs are pretty literal. I mean, he reads the Quran and he does what he thinks is in there. And contrary maybe to the American perception at the moment, there's some wonderful things in the Quran.
You said he carried a gun but never shot anyone.
Right.
What was he doing there if he didn't intend to fire?
Well, he was a soldier because any army will have a lot of soldiers that don't fire a gun. And so there really wasn't much military engagement that he was involved in. And he was betrayed by the Taliban leaders, and they took him over to this jail. And then he was wounded, and he was down in the basement for a week. And finally he surrendered so as not to commit suicide because the Quran forbids it.
What about the comments of the family of the CIA agent who was killed, who said that your client could have saved his life?
Yeah, that's just not correct. It's not in the facts. And I think one of the things that bothers me about our mood in America is we don't need the facts anymore. It used to be that you had to have evidence against somebody before you'd make an accusation, but I'm a little concerned that we're not quite as free as we were before September 11th.
Your client could serve as much as 20 years. Do you think he will?
I hope he won't. The judge is going to rule on the sentence on October the 4th. I'm hopeful that perhaps something will happen there, and we'll have to see. It's a long time, but he's focused on education, and not just in Arabic and Islamic studies, but in other things as well. He's interested in American history, and, you know, there was a time in America when there's more forgiveness maybe than there is right now, but he faced up to it yesterday. That was a true verdict yesterday. He said what he did, and the government dismissed everything else. So it's pretty clear that he was a member of the Taliban army, but nothing else.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
James Brosnahan, attorney for John Walker Lind.